I'm your host. Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you are listening to Find Your Fabulous on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous. Join us every first and third Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help you ignite your personal power and reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. I have with me a wonderful guest, Linus Woods Mullins, and my fabulous producer, Emily, behind the scenes. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Diane.
Today, I will be talking to Linus, a holistic living and wellness expert, about how midlife can be a powerful time of increased health, wellness, vibrancy, and inner wisdom. A time for your true beauty to shine. But let me introduce you to Miss Linus Woods Mullins. She's a seasoned holistic living and wellness expert with over 16 years of social media expertise, boasting an impressive following of over 150,000 dedicated followers. As the founder of the wellness company PraiseWorks Health and Wellness and the Vibe Wellness Woman brand, Linus is on a mission to empower women over 40 through holistic living. In her online community, the Vibe Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond group, Linus leads over 22,000 empowered women, including myself. Linus holds certificates in holistic health, nutrition, Pilates, life coaching, and aromatherapy. Linus's holistic approach includes midlife wellness programs, master classes, and retreats that focus on weight management, stress reduction, yoga, meal plan, good old tapping, and navigating menopause. Linus has coaching programs, ebooks, webinars, and online events guiding women on a journey of holistic wellness. She is the driving force behind the Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond and Vibe Living brands, and is a co-author of Power Up Superwoman, as well as the publisher of Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond e-magazine. Beyond all her literary contributions, Linus is a podcast and webcast sensation with shows like Vibe Living, Linus Minutes, The Wellness Journey, and The Wellness Journey, airing on Apple Podcasts and 100 other platforms. Above all, Linus believes that midlife does not mean no life. She is dedicated to empowering women over 40 to thrive and vibe, to be vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and empowered. Linus encourages women to pursue their dreams, embrace lifestyle changes, and find joy at any stage in life, all while maintaining her strong presence in the world of social media. So let's welcome Linus to the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, Linus, and thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much, Dr. Diane, for that wonderful introduction. As I listen to it, I feel a little tired.
And that was a lot, girl. Linus, before we start to unpack this midlife vibe philosophy, to be vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and emerge, I want to ask you the question I ask all my guests. What does becoming full power mean to you? And how did you discover yours? How did you become this powerful coach and mentor on empowerment to so many women?
Well, to me, the whole concept of being full powered means that you're really actively addressing the needs of your mind, your body, and your spirit, and you're hopefully doing it from a holistic standpoint where it comes naturally for you, where you're feeling like you are involved in the process. You're actually showing up in your life every single day. You're doing the things to help your mind become more engaged and active. You're doing the things that are important for your body in terms of what you put in your body and how you move your body. And most importantly, you are spiritually connected. And I'm not necessarily talking about religion so much as I am spiritually connected with who you are here in this universe or in this world, and how you connect to nature and the animals and all the things around us that help us to enhance our experience here on Earth. So when I think of the whole idea of, operating in your power, I think about the idea of actually being connected to all of your mind, your body, and spirit in a holistic way that encourages you to show up in your life every single day, no matter what's going on, to still be excited about the possibilities of what the day will bring, and not to be too preoccupied with what's going on in the future because you can't predict that, or in the past because you can't change that. To me, operating in your full power, that's what that means. And how did I get to this point? Well, it's been quite a journey. I had a whole nother life before I started this journey of midlife empowerment. For 25 years, I was in corporate America, and at the age of 51, I was a C-suite executive for an HMO. I had what I guess people would call the trappings of success. I, went to college, got my grad degree, had four children, lived in a beautiful home, all that stuff, right? But something wasn't right. And one morning I had an epiphany. I woke up and I couldn't stop crying. And I went to see a therapist, went to go see my doctor, and they all decided as a team, including my family, that I needed to take some time up, to take some time off. So I did. I went to a respite, talked to more therapists, and then I decided I needed more time off. So I went on a sabbatical for a year and peeled back the layers. And that's when I really discovered the mind-body-spirit movement and wanted to try to heal my anxiety disorder that I was diagnosed with holistically. And I did more and more research, started taking classes. And next thing you know, when it was time for me to come back to work, I called my boss and I said, you know what? I'm not coming back. I'm going to try to find a way to make this into a business and to help other women not to go through what I went through. I learned so much about traditional medicine and the fact that we typically heal looking for the symptoms, but not necessarily causation. And I learned the value of being able to peel back the layers and take a look at the causation so that you could have total healing and, as you would say, full power.
Yeah. Wow, what a story, and so beautiful. And so your own distress led you on this journey. And I can relate. I have a very similar story to really first discovering your own health and what it took for you to heal holistically. And then it worked so beautifully deciding, I got to share this with other people. Absolutely. Was it hard to leave corporate America, or by that point where you're like, done?
I didn't really miss a beat. In fact, I'd even go back into my office to pack up. I asked if he would pack up his things for me, if he would do that, my boss, or send someone to do it and to send the stuff to me. I had been in that particular position for 7 years. And of course, my staff and everybody was shocked. I did meet with my staff, but off campus, something about it, because I was still going through my anxiety disorder and I didn't have anxiety going into that place, but I was working on avoiding any kind of triggers. So we met at a restaurant so we could all say goodbye and have a good time. And it was sad seeing them go, but I'm so happy to say that I'm in touch with everybody who used to work for me and everybody I used to work for. In fact, they've become my client. So, you know, over time, once I got more experience, so it was a good thing. The interesting thing, though, was it was really hard for me to break some of the really rock hard disciplines that I had in corporate America. And it wasn't until like about 3 or 4 years ago, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have to show up. I get up every morning like about 4:30 because of my morning practice that I do, my morning ritual I do every morning. But I don't have to like be ready, poised at my computer at 7 a.m. and then working till 7 p.m. And I don't have to do that 6 days a week. I work from home. You know, I don't have to do this. It's just like, wait a minute. That's right. This is the reason why I left corporate America. I was taking some of the very same things that it caused me to be in the state of anxiety into my business. And when I realized that, that's when I started making some changes. And that's when I really began to say that I am probably about 98% anxiety free now, because I stopped to get the tools and I learned a lot about myself and the triggers. But most importantly, as I mentioned earlier about being in full power, I started showing up for myself and started placing my self-care first, which was a real, real challenge because I've got four daughters. And they're all in their 30s. But I had to let go of the idea of being a helicopter parent to 30-somethings. That's crazy. Let that go. So
you got to trust that you raise them well, right?
Yes. And I'm so blessed because I believe that I have. And there's a certain freedom in that. There's a certain validation in that. I don't have to prove anything anymore in terms of the kind of parent that I am. Now I just have to prove to myself the kind of person that I am, the kind of person I want to be. I wouldn't say that I'm not a narcissist. I'm not selfish, but I do want to tap into all the gifts that God had given me, because I realized I was putting so many things on hold to fulfill my other roles. And so now at the age of 66, I'm having the best life ever, because it really is all about me. Because if I'm operating well, then everybody else in my family is going to be happy. You know that funny thing about, happy wife, happy life? Well, I would say that's true.
I'm happy, nobody's happy.
Right. I'm happy, so everybody else is too. And that's a good thing.
That's beautiful. And I just want to highlight one point. You said that you decided you had to put yourself first. You and I both know, Linus, women have so much problem doing that. You know, all those years of, you know, brainwashing and patriarchal training where we're supposed to take care of everybody else and the focus on ourselves is selfish. And it's a huge thing to free yourself from that, but it is not easy. And there's a lot of guilt and struggle that goes along the way. And like you said, like, you know, I wasn't there as much for my kids. But then realizing, well, I don't need to be, because I raised them really well. And now they're upstanding young adults. I don't need to be here all the time. You know, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when we realize that, you know, we did our job well, and now we're free to go really find out what we can accomplish.
It's affirming. It's affirming. And if you allow yourself, it's an opportunity to start operating in joy. It's not always necessarily about happiness, because that comes and goes. But just having that inner joy that, you know, you've done a good job. Yeah. There's a joy that's in that, which frees you up to explore other things that you want to try to do a good job in.
Beautiful. We're going to need to head into our first break. You are listening to Dr. Diane and the Find Your Fabulous Show. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Linus and I are going to begin to unpack the vibe philosophy about being more vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and emerged in midlife. But before we break, how can our listeners reach out to you, Linus?
Well, the best way to reach out to me is through Instagram at Vibe Wellness Woman. And if you go to Instagram at Vibe Wellness Woman, there's a link there that you can click on that will lead you to all of my other social media and that wonderful group you mentioned of women that you're a part of the Vibe Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond group. And that way, if you go to at Vibe Wellness Woman on Instagram and click on that link, you'll see all the other stuff that's going on in the Vibe universe as well.
Beautiful. And for all things fabulous, including my coaching services and free empowerment resources, you can check out my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Activate your DNA with the Light Codes of Creation and implement the life of your dreams with the help of Pam Bright, a multidimensional healer, a light language channel, and a spiritual transformational coach. Pam offers a variety of sessions to heal your mind, body, and soul vibrations. She will connect you with your spirit team, activate your chakras, and more. Not sure what service is best for your journey? Find out by scheduling a free discovery call by visiting brightbutterflynetwork.com.
Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
Hello, dear listeners. We're back on Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane. My guest today is Linus Woods Mullins, a seasoned holistic living and wellness expert. Linus, let's begin to break open your VIBE philosophy of living for midlife women. VIBE stands for vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and empowered. Let's start with the concept of vibrancy. I just love that word. What does vibrancy mean to you, and why is it important in midlife?
Well, you know, about 5 years ago, I was on a walk, and I was just, you know, I do a lot of my processing when I'm walking. And at that time, the Wellness Woman brand was very prevalent. All my coaching programs were Wellness Woman. But I felt like it was time for me to do something else, and I couldn't figure out what that was. And I kept thinking, I said, you know, I want to do something to help raise the vibration for women, because midlife women have a tendency to say they feel low energy. People perceive us as we get older, lower energy. I keep hearing about midlife women saying they feel invisible, that kind of thing. So what can I do to help them raise their vibration? I said, VIBE. I said, okay. And then I came up with this acronym. And it's funny because for the E, I interchange them between emerged and empowered. You know, I go back and forth between the two. But for me, vibrancy means, again, not just showing up in your life, but also pursuing the things that are going to energize you. I think we all have some ideas of things that we get excited about. And that's right. The first step is to begin to incorporate things that you're excited to doing. So many times we do things that are really by rote, things that, you know, are part of our responsibility that we've always done. And we get into this rut or this routine and there's no vibrancy there. But just think, if you were to incorporate something in your day, whatever it is, that makes you feel more vibrant. And then from a holistic standpoint, when it comes to your overall body, beginning to prioritize and take a look at what you're putting in your body, being more aware and finding opportunities to put things in your body that are going to help energize you. And it's so funny, people think, okay, great, I'm going to increase my sugar in my coffee. No. You might feel like that at first, but you whoop, and then whoa. No, right. Instead, maybe adding more water to your diet, right. Making sure you're getting the accurate amount of sleep. Maybe if you are a meat eater, do what they call clean meat eating, eat organic meats that haven't been filled full of of chemicals and antibiotics to get them to grow and reproduce. There's so many opportunities in our life, in our current lifestyles, the average American lifestyle right now, that we can do that can add vibrancy. Getting your panels pulled to find out, where are your deficiencies? Are you anemic? Do you need more vitamin D? What's going on with your hormones that might cause you to feel a little bit lackluster? Really beginning, as I mentioned earlier, showing up in your life and finding out what's going on with you. You know that movie, What's Eating Garp? Well, find out what's eating you. Find out what's going on with you and then begin an action plan to make those changes. And I think the motivation to make change and show up in your life starts with finding out how you can be more vibrant, how you can be more energetic. As you peel back the layers, which is a term I use a lot because it does take a little bit of work. You got to be patient with yourself. But as you peel back those layers and say, hey, you know what? I do need to drink more water. I haven't been out in the sun the way I need to be. And I could go for a nice nature walk without necessarily the goal, I got to walk because I got to lose weight. But I want to walk because I want to connect. Maybe journaling out the toxic feelings instead of keeping them in. Mm. And over time, you do begin to feel better. And you begin to look better, too, because as you begin to start loving yourself, that energy radiates out and you start looking better, too. I'm 66 years old, soon to be 67.
Can't believe it.
And I get stopped all the time, much more when I was 20 and 30, but, you know, saying, well, you look so beautiful. And I think the reason why is that I've come a place into my life where I'm loving myself. I like being me. I'm having more fun. And it shows that inner love radiates out. So when I talk about beauty, I'm really talking about that inner beauty. I mean, there's things we can do outer and wise too, and we'll talk about that. But yeah, I'm talking about the inner beauty that can radiate out. That's what shows your vibrancy. When you're operating in joy, then your vibrancy begins to increase.
So let me summarize this a little bit. I'm hearing you say that vibrancy, one, is about including in your life purposely the things that bring you joy, that make you feel more vibrant and elevated, and can I say alive, the things that make you feel alive. And, you know, during the years when we're in young adulthood, we're having kids, we're building our career, everything's focused on business. And now we get to focus on ourselves and to remember, what does really bring me alive? What am I passionate about? Right? So it's like this refocus. Yeah, you count, you matter. What's the stuff that really makes you feel just joyful and excited? And then the other thing, the very holistic approach of, you know, taking care of that body of ours. I would say, again, during those early adult to midlife years, you know, we practice a lot of self-neglect, right? We notice ourselves when we're like sick or hurt, but otherwise we're just go, 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 go. And now we have a chance to really, okay, what does this body need? And I know for me personally, Linus, it has been a big journey of finding out, what is this postmenopausal 62-year-old body need to feel good and vibrant? For example, I found out I was working out too hard, and I was actually hurting my ability to get trim and lose any weight because I was liking chronic cardio, which was making me have adrenal fatigue and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, whoa. I got to slow down. You know, I already thought I slowed down a lot, but I had to slow down more. And it was these little things that you learn to really listen to your body in a different way. And I was pretty resistant at first, but now that I'm exercising and moving in a different way, my body likes it. And I can feel that it likes it. And I feel more integrated, aligned. Can we say?
Yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that about movement because, you know, no longer should we be in the part of going hard when you're working out, because it will have the opposite effects because you're raising your cortisol levels and that's what thickens us. But the other thing is that there is even joy in not going hard. I mean, you can still get those happy hormones going and still feel your vibrancy on a brisk walk or taking a yoga class or a Pilates class. I just took a class with about 40 other seniors. It's so funny because I don't think of myself as a senior, but I am. And it was so much fun, first of all, to be in a dance class with women. They were all past dancers who are coming back into their bodies, and they have some experience. And I felt just as much exhilaration and joy doing a lower impact dance class as I did when I was in my 20s at the top of my game and doing an advanced class. It was the same feeling. So I think that we need to allow ourselves some grace in how we pursue our vibrancy. That doesn't mean that you have to go back to the things that made you feel vibrant and happy when you were 20. That may not be what's best for you necessarily. You've got to really use your wisdom, and we'll talk about this later. Your intuition will guide you when it comes to what you want to do to add more vibrancy.
Absolutely. Yeah. So is there anything else we need to touch on with vibrancy before we hit our next topic?
Yes. It's hard to stay vibrant when your surroundings are not. So you want to take a look at your work environment, your prayer room environment or meditation room or whatever it is where you go on a daily basis or spend time, and see what you can do to spruce it up. You want to declutter it to help free up the energy so that new energy can come. Take a look at your friends. I know I have very dear friends I've had for 40, 50 years. But when I started this business, I ended up attracting a different group of friends because they kind of understood what it was I was doing. And they were kind of like my dream keepers. So having friends that are your dream keepers, that remind you what it is you're trying to do and why it is you're trying to do it. And probably most importantly of all is look for opportunities to feel good about you. Celebrate your successes. You know, one of the things that was not the hardest, but the most curious for me in this whole business is that, you know, people don't always understand the triumphs that I have on a daily basis. I might talk about it and say, oh, I did this. And they'll be like, oh, okay, that's really great. Instead of, wow, that was fantastic. Because they don't understand everything that took to get there. So I celebrate my milestones, no matter how small, and definitely large. And I celebrate by telling my dream keepers. I celebrate by telling my family members. They've been in this with me for 16 years, so they get it. Or I celebrate by doing something kind and wonderful for me that maybe I've forgotten to do or don't always do. All these kinds of things can usher in a lifestyle of more vibrancy. And I'm telling you, it will make a difference in your life.
Yeah. So this concept, I know we're going to unpack it more later too, of having people who support what you're doing, right?
Yes.
It's so, so important. It was for me in my own personal transformation to have a tribe. In fact, I have a mastermind of women that, you know, I started my own transformation journey with back in 2016. So we've been going strong for a long time. And even though one's in Sweden, one's in Ecuador, one's in Boston, and here I am in Wisconsin, it's like we don't miss our meeting because it's that important for us to connect and support each other. It's really important to have not only good personal wisdom and good listening skills, but to have people around you who really understand what you're about and support that and cheerlead that.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. We're going to head into another break. You are listening to Dr. Diane on the Find Your Fabulous Show. When we come back, Linus and I are going to start to unpack intuitive. So Linus, how can folks reach out to you? And is there anything you'd like to promote to our listeners?
Yes, please go ahead and follow me on Instagram, and that's at Vibe Wellness Woman, at Vibe Wellness Woman on Instagram. And there's a link on the top there. Click on that, and that will lead you to everything that's going on. But what I'm going to be talking about, what's going to be happening as of March 19th, I am launching a brand new network called the Vibe Wellness Woman Network. And it's going to be on Patreon, and this is a subscription program where you can go and get the highlights of my podcast, the bonus interviews, as well as online courses, challenges, and guides, all having to do with the various areas of wellness, your mind, your body, and your spirit. I've got 16, almost 17 years worth of content in me. And you're going to be able to go there and get so much information that I think is going to be helpful along your midlife journey.
Wow, that sounds incredibly juicy.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And to learn about more about my coaching services and free empowerment resources, you can check out my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. And if you missed any information on the show or you just want to catch the replay, you can catch all the episodes on my website as well. And if you want to reach out and have a chat, just email me at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. We'll be right back and we'll talk about the next juicy topic. We'll see you in a minute. Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Need to reset? Want to get away? Mountains of Hope is the ultimate retreat for body, mind, and spirit. Your retreat includes all meals and nutritional detox, meditation, movement, massages, and so much more. Nestled in the Andes Mountains, our caring staff will show you the utmost care from day one. Reserve your spot today at mountainsofhope.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane and my special guest, Linus Woods Mullins. And we are unpacking the vibe philosophy for living in midlife. We've talked about vibrancy and what that means. And now it's time to go into intuition. I'm all about spiritual growth and love to help others connect to their inner wisdom. So this is a really juicy topic for me. You know, midlife, with all the experience and maturity we have under our belts and hopefully more confidence in ourselves, is really a time to trust your instincts and follow your passions. How do you guide women to strengthen that intuition and feeling more secure about pursuing their passions?
I like to talk to women and remind them, first of all, that one of the blessings of aging is that you have life experience and wisdom. There's no substitute for that. And so therefore, stop comparing yourself to entities that are younger or seem wiser, whatever, because you have your own wisdom, your own life experience that will guide you in terms of the things that you're going to be wanting to do in the future. I work with women on trying to helping them recognize that everything that God placed within you in terms of your dreams and things that you want to do, You already have the skills and the abilities to do it. It's just always about taking that first step. And many times I find that the women that I've worked with, they want to change, but they're afraid of change because this is outside their ability to control. I said, well, if you want to have more feeling of control, you need to start listening to and trusting that inner voice. And some people say, well, yeah, I got that voice and that voice. I get it. We have these different voices, but you know, you inherently know when that voice is speaking to you that means you well. You know that. I'll give you an example. You know, people walking into rooms and like, okay, why am I here? Or saying, okay, I'm going to put my keys here. And that voice says, don't put your keys here. You're not going to remember. Yes, I will. I put my keys here. I'll remember. And then the time comes back to go and find the keys and they're not there where you thought they were. Well, that inner voice was telling you, don't put the keys there. You will not remember it. And so it's learning to honor that inner voice that enhances your intuition. Also, not fearing being in the quiet. You know, we are humans who are always busy doing. But right. Actually, the word is human beings. And sometimes I wonder if the being part we need to focus on more and just allow ourselves to be. You know, the first step to meditation is just allowing yourselves to be, not having an agenda, not worrying about the thoughts that come and go, but just sitting and listening. And there is so much value in quiet. At this stage in my life, when my husband goes out with his buddies or goes to the grocery store or whatever, the first thing I do is turn off everything in the house because he has a TV in every single darn room, a big screen in every room. It's crazy. That's his retirement thing, okay? Big screen in every room. And so as soon as he leaves, man, I go to the control thing and turn everything off just to hear the silence, you know, to hear the birds in the tree. I mean, it gets so silent around here because we kind of live in a rural area. It gets so silent. I can hear the wind rustling through the trees. And there's a certain calm that comes into that. But also what happens is over time, as I practice doing that more every time he left, I begin hearing my voice more, even when he was here. You know, my intuition, that inner voice starts getting louder. And the other piece to enhance your intuition is to make sure, better or not, believe it or not, that we're taking better care of our gut. Our gut health is extremely important when it comes to our overall emotions. There's a nerve in our gut called the vagus nerve that is in our gut that reaches all the way into our brain. If you have an unhealthy gut, it's going to take, for lack of a better description, this is the lay terms, it's going to take that unhealthy stuff that your body has metabolized and take it straight up to the brain. And that is where the fogginess can come in sometimes, memory issues can come in, depression and anxiety. So eating healthy, you know, being gut healthy is really super important when it comes to the overall functioning of your body, but in particular, the emotional side of your functioning, the spiritual connection side of your functioning. And a healthy gut does mean enhanced intuition.
Absolutely. Well, you know, our first three chakras are all down in that area, right? So if they can't be healthy, they can't be vibrant unless our gut is healthy. And that I'm glad you brought that in. I never connected the two in quite that way. And that's great.
You know how I learned about that? I learned about that through my constant quest of how to get rid of my anxiety. I mean, I have studied anxiety from all kinds of different directions and vehicles, but one of them that's most obvious that no one really talks about is the condition of your gut health. And by midlife, our gut more than likely is unhealthy. Already I'm taking some stuff to heal my gut because as I mentioned during the break, I happen to be on antibiotics right now. And antibiotics is not your friend for gut health. So I'm already working on repairing my gut. And the interesting thing about it is you can repair your gut very quickly. Within 14 days, your gut will be functioning better and you'll be feeling better. It does take a little bit of discipline, but I'm not saying that you have to go and just go and live off the land and only eat raw foods. No. It's more about removing some things that are unhealthy. Because when you remove the unhealthy stuff out of your diet over time, it's amazing how you crave or healthier things. Or you can do it the opposite direction. Add a few more healthy things, and after a while, you won't have the craving for the unhealthy things. You have to figure out how you're rigged. And I think most of us already know that intuitively, Now we just have to actually act on it. Our intuition is, it gives you power, but acting on your intuition, that's what makes you powerful.
Absolutely.
Because we'll hear that voice. And I've done it many times myself before, still do it, do this. And you're like, okay. And then you don't do it. And then later on, you're like, I knew I should have done.
Right. Every time I don't listen to that voice, bad things happen, right?
Yeah, hot mess.
Unfortunate things happen.
This is true.
I want to go back to the creating quiet in your life. We live in a society now we can be overstimulated all the time. And, it's really, I think, so essential in part of our holistic health to create that quiet time for ourselves. And I know I've had so many people tell me that, meditation is too hard, and it's called meditation practice for a reason. You're not supposed to be good at it in the beginning. And forget about clearing your mind and just try to go in and focus on breathing deeply or opening your heart, and you'll find yourself having a more peaceful experience. But that quiet time, even a quiet walk in the woods, or having the chance to just have complete and utter silence in your house and do quiet things, it's incredibly healing.
And I have a technique that I share with my clients called 3x3, and I'd love to share it with you. 3 minutes a day, 3 times a day can be very powerful. Just being quiet for 3 minutes a day, just whatever quiet stands for you. If you're working somewhere, you go and you sit in your car for 3 minutes, or if you have a lot of kids running around, you can do what I used to do, put a brick in front of the door and say, do not knock on the door until the brick is gone. I used to say that to my little girls, so I could just have some quiet time. But if you do that 3 minutes a day, 3 times a day, that's 9 minutes worth of quiet time. And over time, it'll be easier for you to spend even more time in quiet. And the last thing I wanted to say was to have a space in your home where you can be quiet. That the minute that you sit down, you're like, okay, I'm getting ready to be quiet. Your body already begins to address that you're in your quiet space. And that helps you to facilitate more quiet time.
That's beautiful. All right. We have a few more minutes before our break. Let's start talking about your next part of your vibe philosophy, B for beauty. Now, Linison, in my last podcast, I explored the impossible standards that the culture under patriarchy has put up for women, and how we, in terms of what is beautiful, and, young is in and old is out, and just trying to torque ourselves into these images that don't fit. But I think your idea of beauty is something different. Can you give us a taste before we go into a break?
Yes. And I would say that, old or aging is definitely in, because that's where you're at. This whole idea about anti-aging means that you're what? Anti-life? I mean, if you're not aging, then you're dead. So I never have understood, even when I was younger, what's this anti-aging thing? Plus, it's ridiculous, a ridiculous concept. I believe that if you're operating in joy, in your vibrancy, pursuing your passions, and doing things that are really exciting to you, that inner radiance is going to radiate out. And that's where the true beauty comes from. I'm telling you, when you are in that joy spot, people will stop you. And not that you're necessarily doing it for people to stop you, but they'll stop you and say, boy, or your friends will say, gee, you look different. And you haven't done anything really different necessarily. You haven't necessarily gone and got a haircut or a facelift or any of that at all. The energy that's coming from the inside out, that's radiating, is different. It's more positive. It's more compassionate. It's more giving. It's extending more grace to yourself and others. That's what really gets that outer beauty going. It's because of what's going on in the inside in you.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, we're going to head out into another short break, and we'll talk more about this concept of beauty and then our final component of vibe philosophy empowerment after the break. But before we go out to the break, Wallace, remind our folks one more time how they can reach out to you.
go to Instagram, and my handle is at Vibe Wellness Woman, and click on the link in my profile, and that will lead you to all the other wonderful things that are going on in the Vibe universe, including the Vibe Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond group on Facebook.
All right. And for all things fabulous, including my coaching services and free empowerment resources, you can check out my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com or reach out to me at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. We'll see ya in a few minutes right after the break. Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
A quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is a way to improve your long-term relationships. As you go through life with your partner, the hurts, resentments, and conflicts are energies that build up. Your relationship holds on to these energies, and the relationship feels dull, boring, and unattractive. The love you felt originally starts to break down.
Do this. Say to yourself, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. Name a hurt or resentment that you've had recently. Maybe it's something you're angry about. Take a breath and blow the hurt, anger, resentment into the processor shown behind us. Keep doing it.
If you want to hear about this topic, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for Long-Term Marriage, How to Excel Over Time.
Listen to all of our shows because we teach you how to apply energy techniques for everyday life in ways that are practical and useful.
See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio with me, your host. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio with me, your host, Elisa V. The High Vibe Show brings the science and physics of vibration and frequency into a user-friendly space with humor, fun, and inspiration. Get ready to align your authentic self with a high vibration and positive mindset. Visit hittingtherestartbutton.com.
Hello, we are back on the Find Your Fabulous show with Dr. Diane and Linus, and Linus and I are now going, before we go into the E for empowerment or emerged, is there anything else you want to share with us about your beauty concept?
Yes, you know, sometimes the things that we do to ourselves to try to be more beautiful on the outside maybe aren't always the best things that we need to be doing. And we want to take a look at what can we do in terms of the products that we're using that might enhance our overall beauty. We talked about the inner beauty radiating out, but I'm not naive. I know that we also are concerned about the wrinkles and other things that come as a result of aging. I had an experience when I was living in Texas for a short period of time where I found out the water was really harsh on my skin, and my skin was getting really, really dry, and dryness is sometimes an issue that as we age that we have. So I decided to basically throw my cleansers out and all of my beauty regime skincare thing that I've been doing for years. And I went for something more holistic and natural after doing the research. And my cleanser now is really the same thing as my moisturizer, really. It's olive oil, coconut oil, and a little bit of avocado oil, along with some essential oils, lavender, rose, vetiver, and sometimes I will add a little bit of lemon. This combination has really kept my skin moisturized. Of course, I have wrinkles, whatever, but they weren't the same kind of wrinkles that were coming in when I was putting on cleanser and with water that was really harsh on my skin. Right. And I don't use, I put the concoction on in my palms, and I rub it on my face, and I use a moist cloth to wipe it off. And that's about it in terms of exposing my skin to a whole lot of water. Wow. I do the same thing. I use it as my moisturizer as well. And I also discovered different scrubs. Like I have a brown sugar scrub that I use, a coffee scrub that I use. I've also put together an avocado mask with honey. Honey is a great antibiotic. So avocado, mashed avocado with honey, mix it all together and put it on your face. You look kind of weird, but man, when you take it off, it's smooth and the wrinkles are gone. It's just really amazing. So I incorporated those things that I could that are right in the kitchen cabinet that could help me age more gracefully. You know, I don't think we can reverse the aging process necessarily, but we can certainly age more gracefully.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for those tips. That's wonderful. I've been using a lot of avocado and coconut oil for a long time, so it's nice to know.
Yes, and I can tell
you're on the right track. So now let's unpack the last component of your vibe philosophy, which is the E for feeling empowered. And you and I both love to guide women to feeling empowered. And, you know, midlife really is the prime time to step into your full power. As we said before, we spend our young adult years finding a partner, having children, launching a career. But by the time we hit our 40s, we have a lot of life experience and wisdom to rely on, and we are seasoned. Now, you have commented, Linus, that midlife is one of the best times to set goals and intentions rather than just let life happen. You know, we're primed by this point in our life to take charge of our life and fully utilize our gifts and talents. What can we do to further empower ourselves to feel confident, motivated, and inspired at this age of our life?
Well, you know, I talked to her about doing a combination of things from a holistic standpoint, and we've already talked about some of them already. It's empowering to make a decision that you want to make a change. It's empowering just to do that, saying, I want to make a change. That's, you know, they say you can't solve the problem until you decide what the problem is. And so you can't make the change until you decide, I want to make a change. And that's empowering in itself. But aside from all of that, I have found that one of the things that can be helping with empowerment, because many times with midlife women, their self-confidence is beginning to dwindle. And that's because of the accumulation of things that have happened. But to begin to start journaling and getting that all that negativity, that negative energy and bad feelings out of you and on paper. I also truly believe in the importance of having a therapist. I think a therapist, you know, I'm sure Dr. Diane, you would agree with this. A therapist is just like your dentist, your OBGYN. I hope you have a nutritionist, a coach. I mean, these are all your team that helps you to vibe, basically. But having a therapist to guide you through some of those things that are hard to get rid of, operating in forgiveness is a great way to feel empowered, because the person or the issue of concern that you're so angry about no longer has that hold over you. And the other thing that I think is really empowering is surrounding yourself with like-minded women who are your cheerleaders. They uplift you when you're down, and they keep you lifted up when you're up, and they're just as excited about your success as they are about their own. Those are just a few of the things. And of course, celebrating your successes are extremely important, especially in midlife. I like to say that midlife doesn't mean no life. Midlife is just an opportunity to pursue those passions, those dreams, those lifelong goals and intentions that you've always wanted to do, but just didn't do it. This is the time for you to do that. And that in itself can be empowering.
I couldn't agree more. And this getting some kind of professional mentor guidance for yourself, because, you know, over a lifetime and since we were tiny, we develop these stuck patterns and negative core beliefs, and we can't step into our vibrancy. We can't fully embrace our intuitiveness or our inner and outer beauty until we kind of clear out the muck. And sometimes it's really hard to, often it's hard to do that on your own. To so have some support and guidance to do that, I think, is just so important. You know, it's not weakness to reach out for help. It's actually brilliance. And then I can't agree more with surrounding yourself with like-minded others. That's why my coaching programs are group programs, because having like-minded women there to witness and see you and reflect back to you your own beauty and greatness is so important, because we've never learned how to do that for ourselves. But we can. We certainly can. Before we have to end, are there any last points that you'd like to share with us about the vibe philosophy or how to put that in place?
Yes, the vibe philosophy really is also all about finding those holistic practices that help you to vibe. Meditation is one of them. Yoga is something else I've talked about. Aromatherapy is very powerful and can solicit all kinds of great feelings. Also, tapping is another resource that you might want to use. There's so many things that you can do holistically to help you to vibe. So give yourself the opportunity to research these things, experience these things, get in a group, visit my group on the Vibe Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond group on Facebook, visit Diane's group, find those women who are on the same journey with you and just feed off each other. And it's amazing how your life will begin to change and you'll begin to vibe.
Beautiful. And Linus, tell us about the wonderful gift you have for our listeners and how, again, to best reach out to you.
Well, the gift I have for you is kind of something we touched upon earlier in the early segments, and that's gut health. I have a book on how to improve your gut health. It's a free resource for you to use, and I hope that you enjoy it. And the way to reach me is go to Instagram and click on Vibe Wellness Woman. Just put that in your search bar, Vibe Wellness Woman. And there you'll see a link that will lead you to all the things that are going on in the Vibe universe.
Fabulous. And again, reach out to me through my website, www.fullpowerwomen.com. And I want to thank my guest today, Ms. Linus Woods Mullins. Such great information. And I want to thank all of you, dear listeners, for tuning in to the Find Your Fabulous show. I had a wonderful time. Please join us every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Central time. Next show, March 4th, I will be digging even deeper into the concept of your inner wisdom and tuning into your inner guidance system. So, my dear ones, have a beautiful day. Make sure that you go to the replay so you can get your free gift. It will be posted there in the description of our podcast. And I'll see you back here on March 4th at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Central time, or 11 a.m. Eastern time. Go out and be fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.